As coaches in many sports are fond of saying, a win is a win. So the men's golf team at Grand Valley isn't apologizing for its victory last week at the NCAA Midwest Regional in Indiana that was cut short by weather to a single round. But what a round it was for Gary Bissell's team as they shot a first day total of 285 just a few days after they posted a second round 281 to blitz the field and win the Music City Invitational in Tennessee.
At this point, we've demonstrated our depth week in and week out, and that's kind of been our calling card this entire time is, you know, we're not blowing tournaments out and winning every week, but we haven't finished outside the top four all year. So we've been right there in every event. I think teams know we're always going to be there. And then when you can finally have a performance like this one that we had this week where you break through a little more and show what you're capable of when you're firing on all cylinders, yeah, I think that it just shows teams we're for real and we can compete with anybody on any given week.
I'm not sure if our expectation changed at all. I think we kind of go into every tournament expecting to win or feeling we have a chance to win. You know, obviously, as you said, it's golf, so you might not have your best stuff every day. And, you know, there might be some weeks where another team plays great and you just, you know, play average and they're going to beat you. But I think we go into every tournament expecting to win, wanting to win, and it's just a matter of staying focused. And I think if we do that, you know, we'll be in the hunt every week.
While last week's regional was impressive in its own right, the win in Tennessee was more heartening because it involved great play over 2 days by all five golfers. In the first round, Alex Scott was the team leader with a 269, while Alex Nannetti had an opening 70 as Grand Valley finished in a second-place tie. On the second day, the rest of the lineup took over. Bryce Mesner had a round of 70, and Dominic Mancinelli had a 1-over 72. Nannetti's 73 would also count toward the Lakers' total, but the big move came from freshman Owen Rush, who went from a 78 to a second-round 66 to propel his team to the win.
So we knew that the course was really gettable, and to have Owen bounce back on that second day, I mean, 79-66, I mean, a 13-shot difference is a lot from day to day. But that's the kind of player he is. He's very young, but he has that really good mentality of when he's going low, like he's going to keep it going. So
he's going to have to learn how to turn the 79s into 75 and 74, and then he's really going to be a terrific player. Right now, he's a good five-man for us because if he shoots 79, yeah, I don't prefer it, but we don't anticipate to take his score anyway. And then when he comes in with, say, a 66 or even a 70, that helps us a tremendous amount. So as he continues to progress and learn and gets a little older and matures a little bit and he can learn to turn those 78s into 74s, then he's really going to be a fantastic player.
When it was over, the Lakers had four players in the top 20 in a field that included many of the top teams in their region. And the result came as no surprise to their coach, who cites consistency and effort as the reasons for Grand Valley's recent surge.
Well, the first way I'd characterize them is competitive, which is the number one thing that I look for when I recruit. You know, it's important to love your sport, but we always talk about you need to hate losing more than you like winning. Our team's still very young, very, very young. You know, we're playing two sophomores, a freshman, a junior, and a senior lineup. And they're starting to learn those things and how to prepare properly. And there's just still a lot that they have to learn. But in terms of the talent, I wouldn't call it talent as much as I would work ethic. We just have guys that like to work hard and they get the most out of what they have. And they're going to continue to get better. I have no doubt all of our young guys are going to be better as seniors than they are right now as sophomores, which is the most important thing to me.
I think we have great chemistry. I think from top to bottom, really, everybody hit similar personalities for the most part, and I think we really work well together, and we also push each other. I think we're a very competitive team as a whole.
After the victory in Tennessee, the Lakers were full of confidence as they headed out to Indiana, where Bryce Mesner led the charge with four birdies and a 68 to finish second overall. Nannetti had five birdies in his 2-under-70, while Mancinelli claimed seventh after an even par 72. Monday's rainout meant Grand Valley got a head start on a schedule break that will bring rest and a return to schoolwork before this week's GLIAC Championship in Ohio and the NCAA Super Regional in Nebraska in May.
If you get a little burnout by the time you get to Super Regionals, your odds are not performing as well. So we set our schedule up this year where it's really heavy in March to mid-April, and then we have about a 10-11-day gap before postseason starts, so we can hopefully kind of recharge the batteries and reset a little bit.
Bissell and his players remember the disappointment of last year when a great season ended with a poor final round in the NCAA Super Regional on their home course at the Meadows. This team will spend more time at home during the next month in the hopes that a rested and refreshed squad will be able to compete and perhaps win at the NCAA Championship in Florida next. next month. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.